Hurricane Melissa, the most powerful storm in the world this year, is drawing closer to Jamaica as it moves northeast through the Caribbean. The indications are that Melissa could be the strongest hurricane ever to hit the island. Forecasters are warning of a massive storm surge, flash floods and landslides. The meteorologist Matthew Cappucci says Melissa is one of the most powerful Atlantic hurricanes ever recorded.
Expecting to see over a meter worth of rainfall, incredible destructive tornado-like winds at the coastline, and then also landslides, flooding, flash floods, all sorts of stuff all together in a country with 2.8 million people. Simply stated, nobody in Jamaica has lived through anything comparable to what they're about to get.
The Jamaican government has imposed a mandatory evacuation order on several areas, and many residents have taken refuge in storm shelters. Three people were killed while they made preparations for Melissa's arrival. Richard Vernon, who's the mayor of Montego Bay, spoke about preparations there.
We're anticipating huge impact based on the projections coming from the Meteorological Service of Jamaica. We are at risk, existential risks, and we have to ensure that we have the necessary things in place to facilitate ourselves. Last year we had Beryl, this year it's Melissa, and we knew what happened last year, so we are ensuring that we follow the same protocols, lessons learned from then, applying those now so that we can be better prepared and reduce the risk associated with the weather system that is coming.
Well, it's just after 8 o'clock in the morning in Jamaica. Kimone Francis, who's a journalist in the capital, Kingston, has been telling me about conditions there at the moment.
Well, where I am in Kingston, it's quite rainy. The wind intensity has picked up. We've been having heavy winds since last night. The Met Service says conditions are expected to deteriorate. However, greater intensity will be felt in the western end of the island because that is where the storm is expected to make landfall.
What are people expecting then over the hours to come?
Well, people are afraid naturally because this is one of the most catastrophic storms that we're facing since 1988 when we had Hurricane Gilbert. And so there's a lot of anxiety and people are, you know, worried, but they have prepared as best as they can. I have prepared as best as I can. And now it's just they're in place and wait out the storm.
Tell us about your own preparations, if you would. What have you had to do?
Well, I'm a journalist, so it's a balancing act because I also have to provide coverage for Jamaicans and visitors to the island. But in doing that, I also did a market. I had to ensure that I stocked up on essentials, lamps, power packs, food, non-perishable items, and just to ensure my own house is secure.
What is the government saying to people today about the possible scale of the damage?
Well, the government has instructed Jamaicans and foreigners visiting to shelter in place. Stay inside. This is a dangerous storm. We haven't had one of these in a while, and it will be catastrophic. So shelter in place, be our neighbor's keeper, help out where we can, and just, you know, wait it out.
This, we're told, is a slow-moving hurricane. How long might it last, do you know?
Initially, we were told that when it makes landfall, we would have it for approximately 5 days in terms of rainfall and wind intensity. But because of the shift in the projected path closer to the western end of the island, we're expected to have it all day today, Tuesday and into Wednesday before it exits the island in the northeast. That's been St. Anne's.
And that was Kimone Francis in Kingston, Jamaica. Dr. Samantha Hallam is an ocean and climate scientist with the Irish Climate Analysis Research Unit at Maynooth University. I asked her to outline the strength of a Category 5 hurricane.
Hurricane categories are actually based on their wind strength. So winds over 157 miles per hour are Category 5 hurricanes. So that's where you expect catastrophic damage like total roof and wall failure. So Hurricane Melissa is currently a Category 5 hurricane with winds of 175 miles per hour and a minimum pressure of 901 millibars.
So what is it then that has made Melissa so strong?
Okay, so hurricanes are fueled by warm ocean waters. So hurricanes only form over the ocean and they need warm ocean waters over 26 degrees. So currently in the Caribbean, temperatures are close to 30 degrees all the way down to a depth of about 100 meters. And the heat in the ocean is what is gets transferred into the atmosphere through latent heat release, and that's what fuels the storm. So the ocean around Jamaica at the moment is currently 1 to 1.5 degrees warmer than normal, and that's contributing to Hurricane Melissa being a stronger category hurricane than would normally be the case at this time of year.
And I gather it's relatively unusual for a hurricane to make direct landfall in Jamaica, even though they get quite a few hurricanes in the general area. So how much damage could Melissa cause?
So this is the top category of hurricane. And yes, it is very unusual for Jamaica to get a direct hit. So, I mean, there's three risks of damage from hurricanes. So you get the wind, the flooding from the rain, and also the storm surge. So the category five winds of 175 miles an hour close to the eye wall of the hurricane, that's likely to demolish roofs and walls and cause total structural failure. Catastrophic flash flooding is also expected of up to 30 inches. And what that will cause is numerous landslides across the island. And also storm surge is really big today, particularly along the south coast of Jamaica. So the hurricane is moving from the south up towards Jamaica, and that can reach up to 13 feet today above ground level. So, I mean, I was in Jamaica after Hurricane Beryl last year, which was obviously a Category 5 hurricane, but reached Jamaica as a Category 3. And even 2 weeks after that hurricane, parts of the island still had no power or water then.
You've been working with scientists in Jamaica. Will you tell us about that work?
Yes, absolutely. So for the past 18 months, we've been working on a hurricane intensity prediction model called TOPIM, working with scientists at the University of West Indies who are based in Jamaica and Mona. And that project is funded by Irish Aid through the Marine Institute's Our Shared Ocean Programme. And so we launched the TOPIM model, which is a hurricane intensity prediction model across the Caribbean last year. And it will have been used as part of the hurricane prediction across the Caribbean for Melissa. And as part of our research as well, what we have been showing is that the rising hurricane intensity that we're seeing in the Caribbean of 5 knots per decade is linked to the rising ocean temperatures. And what we find is that rising ocean temperature, there's a 26 knot increase on average in the wind speed of the hurricane. So if you think about what I was just saying, that hurricane, the ocean temperatures are 1 to 1.5 degrees warmer than normal, that will have contributed to Hurricane Melissa being a Category 5 as opposed to a weaker category right now.
What do you think is the best that people in Jamaica can hope for over the next couple of days?
I think there's a lot of evacuation procedures have been put in place, and a lot of people have been, you know, told to go to the shelters. So I think following the procedures that are in place is going to be key. And I think we really just need to pray that the hurricane weakens more than it's perhaps intended to. The people in Jamaica will need a lot of support from around the globe, as it will be significantly battered over, and it will take days, weeks and months for Jamaica to recover.
Dr. Samantha Hallam there of Maynooth University.